one of the conditions in order to make the Sheva Berachot at a party that was made what Hatan Mekala is that the Hatan Mekala need to be present. They need to be present at the Sa'uda. However, Halakha clearly says they do not have to be sitting together at the Sa'uda. Even if, let's say, it's in a house where there's many rooms, the Hatan is sitting with the men in one room, and the Kala is sitting with the woman in another room, the Bikti Yotcha Ma'arov, so there's no mixing. So even though they didn't sit together during the Sa'uda, Halakha says that since it was a Sa'uda made, l'chmur Hatan Kala, that the Sheva Berachot should be said. And even at the time of the making of the Sheva Berachot, they do not have to be present. Not the Hatan and not the Kala. So long as the Sa'uda was made for them, and they were there for the Sa'uda, even though, let's say, they're making the Sheva Berachot in another room where the Hatan and Kala are not even there, it doesn't matter. The Berachot are still made. That's what's brought down in the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Samech Bet, Sif Lamed Zayin, Acham Avadiyah brings it down in Yabiya Omer, Chelek Vav, Chelek Ibn Ha'ezer, Siman Tet, Ot Bet. In any event, however, the minhag is that at the time of the Sheva Berachot, to call the Kala to come sit next to the Hatan, where he's sitting, in order that they should hear the Berachot. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says the Minhag is. He says in Sa'if Lamed Zayin, Shezeu Shenahagu, Lavi et HaKala Etzel HaHatan Lishmua Berachot, Av She'enu Le'akuba. It's not Me'akev. We just said they don't have to be there. Not the Hatan and not the Kala. So certainly we don't have to bring the Kala to the Hatan to the Berachot. Minhag Yafeh, but the Fisha Beracha Hila Tzlachat Shenehen. The Beracha is for both of them. We don't wish them Yishmua Berachot. And that's as well as Acham Avadiyah writes in Yabiya Omer in Chalik Vav Ibn Ha'ezer Sof Siman Yud Shema Shenagu Lavi HaKala Etzel HaHatan Lishmau HaShem Berachot Umenhag Yafeh V'Nachon Me'od La'asot Ken. However, it is not Le'ikuba U'Mikol Makom Etzel Shekala Teshev B'Shulchan HaHatan, which means you don't have to put the Kala next to the Hatan. They can sit in the room next to the woman on the side, and that is certainly enough, especially in our generation where the tzni'ut is very weak. So maybe it wouldn't be so proper to bring the kala to put her right next to the hatan, flanked around all the men. Maybe it's better to put her in the room on the side, next to the woman where they are, and as long as she can hear the berachot. But again, most people are not aware of this. So, bring the bride. They don't have to bring the bride. Even if the bride went home. The bride went home and the Hatam went home. I mean, they had the Sa'uda, they made the Sa'uda, the Khbar Hatam Mekala, they participated in the Sa'uda, and then they got a call. Oh, we have to leave to go somewhere else to another party. It's okay, the people over there, they make the Sheva Berachot. So long as the Sa'uda was done for Hatam Mekala, they were present at the time of the Sa'uda. But again, I said, the Minhag is to bring them, of course, together in the same room to hear the Berachot while it's not there.